comes the sun, little darling. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right. It's all right. Here comes the sun.
Thank you, Nina. This is Eric Mann. You're on Voices from the Front Lines. That was Nina Simone. Here Comes the Sun, which is our theme song, and you can't have a better one. And very interesting show today, if I do say so, a little complicated. But we really want to thank our listeners, by the way. So this is Voices from the Front Lines, your national movement building show. I don't know if I said I'm Eric Mann or I just know I'm Eric Mann because I do the show. I'm also with G, who's our board operator, producer, and the producer, Channing Martinez, who's going to be on the phones, and Richard Alaniz, who's the head of the KPFK Film Club. So we're going to have a really interesting show today. We're going to start with a very exciting announcement about some complimentary tickets to Fences, but I'm going to explain the criteria before you call in. And we're going to talk to Richard Alaniz about the KPFK Film Club, I think. And then we're going to, I'm going to do some two short reviews of two older films. One is Interiors by Woody Allen, and one is called The Best Intentions by Ingmar Bergman. One was done in, Interiors was done in 1978, wow, and Best Intentions was done in 1992. So one thing you need to know about my show is that I don't necessarily review films that are presently in the box office, because there's some good ones, but there's some great, great, great films that none of us have seen and should be seeing, and given Netflix and given Amazon Prime and every other thing you can get it on, let's broaden our understanding of the kind of films I'd like to recommend. Then we're going to talk about the Strategy Center's filing a civil rights complaint against the LA Metro for anti-black animus in the process of fare collection. There I'm going to want listeners, in particular black listeners, who have believe they have suffered discrimination on the trains in the process of fare collection and are willing to sign a declaration, to call 818-985-5735. And those people that want to help, to call 818-985-5735. So we got a lot of different things going on, and we will somehow get through the day with the best intentions. Richard, are you on the phone?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hey,
thanks,
Richard.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, sure. It's very nice. I think what I'm going to do, Richard, because Focus is trying to be my middle name, so I think I'm going to focus on the free tickets first. Get that out of the way, and you could listen if that's okay.
Absolutely.
Then I would talk to you about the film club, which I'm very excited about. But since you were generous enough to call me, let me slow myself down, everybody. As you know, I am a big, big fan of the film Fences, beyond a big fan. I think it's just one of the finest films. And the whole August Wilson. So because I've been so strongly advocating that people should go through Fences, I got a call from Richard Alaniz, who's the head of the KPFK Film Club. And he said he had four pair of tickets, pretty cool, to Fences. You and a guest are invited to see Denzel Washington and Viola Davis in Fences, based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning play by August Wilson. It's at the Landmark Theater. Now, I'm going to ask our listeners to consider something. I'd like to prioritize, if it's okay, our black listeners calling in. Now, obviously, whoever calls in is going to get the ticket. We're not going to get in that can of worms. But think about it this way. The United States really does have affirmative action for black people, if you think about it. I mean, who gets the most arrests on the MTA trains? Black people. Who suffers the most racial discrimination? Indigenous and black people. Who has been driven out of Los Angeles the most? Black people. Who suffers the most police brutality? Black people. So I think it's the least we could do, since those are negative indications, and obviously I'm talking about affirmative action in a very politically sarcastic way about a racist system. How about if we did a little affirmative action and let some of our black listeners, many of whom I'm happy to say are Voices listeners, call 818-985-5735, talk to me, Eric Mann, and tell me why you want to go. And let me tell you a spoiler alert, whatever answer you get is the right answer. It's not like a competition. If you don't get the right answer, you don't get the tickets. So it is going to be the first four callers. If you've seen the film Fences and you want to go again and take a friend who hasn't seen it, I hope, that would be a very cool thing. And if you haven't seen it, I'm just going to tell you a couple of things. And Richard, actually, you'll say a few things about Fences. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
And then we'll talk about the film club later. So the first thing I want to say is that I want to go back and read the 10 August Wilson plays in sequence. I've read and many of them. And The Piano Lesson, I remember seeing on Broadway with Charles S. Dutton, an amazing performance. I have seen Fences on Broadway. I don't know if I've seen Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, but he apparently was able to get 10 plays, each one in a decade of black life from 1900 through the 20th century. Fences, which we discussed last week, is, in all his plays, a combination of the distortions of racism. There's always issues of unity. There's also issues of tremendous contradiction in the plays, a searing honesty about black life, but always with a phenomenal love of the black community and all its complexities. This play, I haven't seen King Lear and other tragedies, but it also has a Shakespearean element of Denzel Washington playing a highly conflicted, beautiful, complex black man who was denied his access to being a professional baseball player and who uses baseball as an analogy for so many of the things he thinks about, even to some degree in a very bizarre way, using baseball to describe things that have nothing to do with baseball. It also shows Viola Davis, and I read an interview with her, saying that she's the only woman, which I just didn't fully realize, in the play, surrounded by sons, and until a daughter comes in at the end. The reason I didn't remember that much is because of how transcendent she is. So you're mainly fixated on Denzel Washington and Viola Davis throughout the film, and the two of them are beyond larger than life. And finally, the poetic, rapidy rap, 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 complex dialogue of August Wilson, the way he writes, and again, I still, of all the many lines in the film, when Denzel Washington brings home a child that he's had with another woman, and in a just unbearable set of choices asks Viola Davis to take the child and says, we cannot have her having a motherless child. And he says, yes, but you are now going to become a womanless man, which is just powerful and heartbreaking for all of them. And then, so I can go on and on and on about Fences, but you got to go see it. I hope in our effort to give these four pair, I'm happy to say, which is, thank you, Richard, four pair of tickets away, you will, for those of you who don't get the tickets, will still come and get it. Richard, why don't you say a few words, and after we give away the tickets, we can talk about the film club itself. But what did you think about Fences?
Well, you know, I'm happy to promote this film. It is very, as you say, very moving. The performances by all the actors, even some of the other minor characters that were casted, are incredible. It remind me a lot of Death of a Salesman in terms of some of its character or tone. And I think what it does is it also tells a universal story, you know, about the joys and pains of a working class family, you know, and how they really have to struggle to build their dreams, and how they have to overcome not only, you know, handicaps from society, but they also have to wrestle with some of the ghosts from their own past, and how that conflicts with their relationships right now, you know, how families have problems because of things that happened a long time ago. This film just says it all, you know. And Viola Davis, that, you know, I don't know if you got to see her at the Golden Globes. She was just amazing there, too. Her performance, that there's a scene at the end that is just one of the most moving scenes I've seen all year in any film. It tears your heart out. It's an amazing film. And yet, it's not just completely depressing. It's also about love, you know. The film is also about love and how love gets you through. So
that sounds great. And I just wanted to end with one thing that I'm going to do a whole essay about, and I've actually written about, Richard, which is that I think it's very important, because Viola Davis was talking about this, that I think what's interesting is that the black experience is, in fact, universal, but not universal because we all experience it, but universal because it's the most compelling, along with the indigenous experience. The white experience, which perceives itself to be universal, is in fact a very distorted particular. When we talk about class, it's perceived to be universal. When we talk about black, some perceive it as to be an identity issue or a specific issue. But if we believe the society is based on oppressor and oppressed, then the stories of the oppressed are one universal, you could say, and the stories of the oppressor are the other, and they're not common. Mm-hmm. So I think that to the degree any of us can identify with the black experience, is because the black experience has been the most compellingly expressed understanding of life, from Black Reconstruction America to Paul Robeson's singing to August Wilson's plays. So with that, we're going to now do something cool. 818-985-5735. If you'd like to go see Fences, if you want two tickets, Richard, I heard it's been extended at the Landmark until when?
Yeah, great news. It's extended at least through January 19th.
Very cool. So the ideal thing would be to come by the studio, which is in Studio City on Cahuenga. Our producer, Channing Martinez, will take your call, 818-985-5735. After you talk to me, you go on and you get Channing will get your address, take your name. I'd urge you to just come to the station and get those tickets so you can go see it, but you'll work it out with Channing. Is that okay? So let's see if we have any callers. Deborah? Hello, Deborah. Do you want to get two tickets to Fences?
Absolutely. I can't wait to see it. I've heard really good things, and Viola Davis is extraordinary. So anything she's in, I'd like to, go and see.
Have you ever heard, do you listen to Voices from the Frontlines every Tuesday at 4?
I listen to it as often as I can. I really enjoy the show, yes.
All right, cool. Well, congratulations. And one last question. Have you ever read an August Wilson play?
No, but I've seen them at the theater. I've seen a few.
All right, cool. Totally cool. Totally cool. So congratulations, Deborah. You're going to work out with Channing, and very happy you're going to get the tickets. This is Eric Mann. You're on Voices from the Frontlines. The next caller is Ed. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, Ed. How you doing?
Doing good. Yourself?
Good. Would you like two tickets to see Fences?
I sure would.
All right. Why do you want to go see it?
Oh, wow. This is almost like August Wilson is, I don't know, it's almost like Americana from a black perspective, you know? He's telling stories that really seem to resonate with the black experience.
That sounds great. 818-985-5735. I hope you'll continue to listen to Voices from the Front Lines every Tuesday at 4. This is Eric Mann. Ed, the person you'll be talking to get all the information, is Channing Martinez. If you want two tickets to see Fences at the Landmark Theater, which is, you were saying is in the, where is it again, Richard?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Where is the Landmark Theater?
It's on Pico. I think Pico and Overland.
Right, it's in that mall, right?
Yeah, that, yeah, it is.
Whatever that mall is called.
West something mall.
Sounds good. All right. We got a Patricia, 818-985-5735. We only have two pair left. If you're interested, call us up on Voices from the Front Lines. Hi, Patricia. How you doing?
Hi, I'm fine.
Why would you like to go see the film?
I love August Wilson, and I've seen the play before. I haven't seen the movie, and he's one of the greatest playwrights of all time.
Sounds like
a
winner.
Of course, the cast is outrageous. I mean, it's something I definitely want to see.
Well, me too. I mean, I'm going to go see it again. So congratulations. Thanks for being on Voices from the Front Lines, and I'm glad you want the tickets. There's two of them, so do bring a friend who you want to
rate. Oh, that's so cool.
Isn't that cool? So it's very, raise
Happy
their conscience.
Happy New Year. That starts out my year just beautifully. I really appreciate it.
Well, you deserve it. It sounds like you're a good soul. So thank you so much.
Thanks. 818.
Okay,
you too.
Okay, 818-985-5735. Last set of tickets. We have four sets. Richard, thank you so much for this gift to us, me and Channing, and to the show. If you'd like a set of tickets, you're the last caller because we're going to move on to talk to Richard about the film club for a minute. All right, 818-985-5735. The name is Sharif. Is that right?
Yes.
How you doing, Sharif?
I'm doing very well, thank you. And yourself?
All right. Happy to hear from you.
Yeah.
Why do you want to get the tickets? You get the last pair, by the way, brother, so you win already.
Oh, wow.
So,
oh, wow, that's very cool. Well, the cast is amazing. I do theater myself as an African-American. I do theater myself. Seen Death of a Salesman. I've never worked on the production myself. But I think it's a wonderful story. I just spent some time up at Standing Rock, and so you made mention of, you know, the indigenous struggle, the African-American struggle being more universal than others. I thought that was an interesting sentiment, and I'd really like to get a chance to check this out.
Well, thanks, I appreciate you hearing what I'm saying, because, you know, I've been in the civil rights movement my whole life, and when I read Invisible Man, when I read, you know, so many different black thinkers. And then I heard during the 60s some white liberals like Todd Gitlin say that he was very upset that as blacks and Latinos, indigenous people, started putting out their views, it was sort of destroying the universal vision of the Enlightenment. And I'm thinking, well, yeah, the Enlightenment was racist as hell. That was very, very universal. You know, almost like all these people of color ruining the white man's dream, you know.
Right.
So I'm glad you heard that. And if you send me an email at eric@voicesfromthefrontlines, I did an article called A Black Left in Our Future, where I did actually take on Todd Gitlin on the issue of what is universal. So thank you for listening. Go enjoy the show. And maybe your call will have and remember, this is two tickets, so find a good friend and enjoy the experience. All right. Channing, thank you very much for making that happen. So, Richard, thank you for the gift to the KPFK and to the Voices from the Front Lines and to me. Tell us a little bit about the film club. I'm so glad you called, because I should be more active in it myself. It's such a wonderful idea. Are you the founder of it, the initiator of it?
No. The film club has been around for a whole number of years. Back in January, I volunteered to kind of resurrect the film club. It was down for a while.
Okay.
And basically what the film club is, it's a premium that we offer through KPFK, you know, and for a $150 donation, a person can become a member of the film club. That entitles them to call in for films that I arrange with theaters to call in for passes that are available. So basically we have theaters all over the place. We've actually expanded. I was able to get a theater in the Inland Empire, and we've got some in Orange County now, out in Long Beach and Santa Ana. So we've got a whole bunch of theaters. And then we've got just tons of films. We've got art films. We've got cult films, film festivals, classic films, big blockbusters, you know, like Fences. And I just got the film Silence, you know, the Martin Scorsese film. We have family films. We've offered a number of Disney films. I love those passes because then, you know, people get to bring their kids. Horror films, fantasy films, documentaries. We had my pick for best of the year was called it was from now that I'm talking about it, I can't think of the name of it, but it was about Israeli combatants who put their arms down, and the Israelis and the Palestinians put their arms down and they joined a coalition. It's called Disturbing the Peace. Now it come back to me. Fantastic documentary. We have opera, ballet, theater, direct from London. You know, we've had stuff from the East End, from Shakespeare's Globe, stuff like that. These are like satellite simulcasts that you go, and so you're actually seeing stuff all over the planet. Museum exhibits. You know, there's a type of film for everybody, and we list all these films on our Facebook page. If you just Google KPFK Film Club Facebook, that'll come up. We also listed on our web page. You just Google KPFK Film Club, and our web page comes up. And then on the KPFK calendar, you can actually see the films there as well. So there's, and then you hear the promos on air. Your listeners, I'm sure, are good KPFK listeners, and you'll hear promos that we play that lets our members know that we have certain films. So you call the station when you hear that, and you say, hey, you know, I'd be interested in going to that film. And, you know, sometimes the passes are, well, all the time the passes, we only have so many number of passes. So those that call in, you know, quickly tend to get those films. And so you get you call in, reserve passes. Most of our passes are will call. So you just show up at the theater and with your ID, and you say, I'm with the film club, I'd like two passes, and they let you in.
Well, Richard, that's...
We mail out to people, and sometimes we do, like, email tickets, stuff like that. So it's a really anybody who's a film lover, you know, there's nothing as great as going with a friend or a lover or, you know, just somebody you want to share a terrific experience with. And sitting in the dark and watching, you know, somebody tell a really compelling story. There's nothing like it, you know, and we have that here at the KPFK Film Club.
Well, Richard, I really want to thank you, and I'll tell you that this is Eric Mann. You're on Voices from the Frontlines. That's Richard Alanis, and I'm also here with Channing Martinez. Richard, I'm going to start using that much more as a premium during the fun drive.
Oh,
at Voices from the Frontlines, because... you know, the Strategy Center helps to run the show. It's called Voices from the Frontlines, your national movement building show. And I just think, since we are doing work at the role of, you know, politics, ideology, agitprops, that for me, film is such a compelling, I mean, I read a lot of books, and I rely a lot of books, and I see a lot of films in it. I just realizing as we're talking that, you know, how do I keep doing it at the level of energy? Mm-hmm. I realize that I feed off the film. I just realize that the films rev me up. You know, the films raise my morale, stimulate me. Not to say my other friends are not fascinating, but to be hanging around with Woody Allen and August Wilson as my friend and, you know, people like that, or Ingmar Bergman, or W.E.B. Du Bois. So I want to thank you. We're going to probably have you on again. And everybody, let's hear, give a big round of applause in your house. Come on, you can do it. Start applauding for Richard Alanis, who gave us these four terrific pair of tickets to Fences. And I want to say also one more thing. I said, you know, I asked my audience, and I love our listeners, and I just said, would it be cool? You know, you can do whatever you want, but if we could prioritize our black listeners. And one thing I'm very proud about Voices is we have so many black and Latino listeners. We have listeners of all races and nationalities. But when we just go to the phone randomly, the number of black and Latino listeners is just terrific. So This is Voices from the Front Lines, your national movement building show. We want to build a movement of all races and virtually all classes in the United Front Against Imperialism. But nonetheless, it was very cool that all four of the people that got the tickets were African American. And thank you, Richard, for this initiative.
Well, it was my pleasure, and I'm sure anybody that goes to see the film, if whether you're a film club member or a ticket winner, or you just go out and buy a ticket, it's going to be a worthwhile experience. I think, you know, something they said at the Golden Globes was really, really, I think, really cool. They said that film, the primary purpose of film, the primary experience, is that for a while you get to step into somebody else's shoes and see what life is like from their point of view. And I think that you're talking about films on your show helps promote that, because that's what we need to do. We need to, you know, realize and value each other.
Very nice. It's nice to get to know you in the process of your generosity.
Well, you're welcome.
Take care of yourself, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
So, very cool. This is Eric Mann with my friend Channing Martinez. You're on Voices from the Front Lines. Gee, why don't we take a break and listen to some good music, and then we're going to come back. And I think I'm going to go right to the campaign, because I want to go from fences to the struggle of black people today. And if I get a chance to do the Best Intentions Interior, I will. But I want to go directly to our fight with the MTA. So Manuel Criollo, if we can get you on the line too, we'll have Manuel and Channing and I talking about stopping MTA genocide against the black nation.